Welcome to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I'm Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for FriendsFantasyBenefits.com. Joining me on this episode is Matt Thompson. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Ready for this one. This will be fun.
Well, I promise it will not be as long as the Cardinals team preview was for us.
Yeah, that's okay. The system is it's not the strongest it's been in years. It's a unique Cardinal system, but it's got some depth, but probably two top-end guys. But we'll jump right into it. Alex Reyes, he's still a prospect. One more out recorded, and he is no longer a prospect.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep. And his impressive rip through the minor leagues last year was probably the highlight of the Cardinals season. He almost like no hit every affiliate when he was there. Double-digit strikeouts. And he, you know, obviously missed all of 2017 with Tommy John. After a 2016 bullpen run, came back, returned to the mound in May, made one start, and had to leave the game after about four innings because of a lat injury. And that was like depressing because the kid worked his ass off to get back. The body is in way better shape. I saw a picture of him throwing in instructs this year, and he looks good physically. The stuff is hopefully still there. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. You're looking at a kid with a plus fastball. It's command, more consistent command away from being double plus. Big 12-6 curveball, a plus changeup, and an above average slider. Three plus pitches and one above average pitch. He's one of the few pitchers in the minor leagues that actually does have number one starting pitcher upside. And that is not something we throw around very aggressively. You're looking at Reyes, Forrest Whitley, Nate Pearson. That might be it on the handful. Michael Kopech. Those are the kind of guys that have number one stuff, and Reyes is very much in that conversation. There's been some talk about him coming out of the bullpen this year. I think that's – I hope it doesn't happen because he needs to start. I understand they're trying to get something out of him in 2019, but just send him to AAA if you have to, but – he's one of the five best starters in the roster because, you know, then you got question marks with Wainwright, Waka, Carlos Martinez. I would much rather have Reyes ready to go in the minor leagues than pitching an inning out of the bullpen. I don't want him to go that route, but he's going to contribute definitely in a big way in 2019 if he stays healthy. And I love this kid's arm. He's in better physical shape, and he's exciting. Nolan Gorman was their first-round pick in 2018, and he is going to be probably – he's a lot of their guys, a lot of people's top guy in the system, which I don't get that. Even if Reyes – I mean, Reyes has the legitimate number one upside. Gorman has plus raw power, 70 raw power, 42 hit tool probably, though. And the reason I say that, number one, he's dead pole. But he made it to low A as an 18-year-old kid, which is a fantastic thing. I've seen him play a few times in person. Does not look like an 18-year-old kid. He's a physical kid. He's built. He looks every bit of, you know, 22-year-old with just the size. 291, 380, 570, triple slash across two rookie ball levels in low A. You look at this kid. I think he's ultimately going to be a little bit vulnerable against lefties, which is going to cap the hit tool. And in the Midwest League games, teams were already starting to shift on him. So that's going to have to – he's going to have to start using more of the field, using all fields, to avoid having a batting average cap against them. Complete lotto ticket. My number three guy in the system is not Elijah Montero, which is probably the most common, you know, option for the system, but Yan Torres, who they picked up from the Indians in the Oscar Mercado trade. He hit a cumulative 321, 409, 525 line across the Indians rookie league team in Arizona and the Cardinals rookie league team in Florida. And after the trade to St. Louis, he exploded. He's a massive guy. He's built like an NFL tight end. He's got plus hit and plus power tools. Play skills are also advanced. He didn't really strike out for someone with immense power like this. I am infatuated with Torres. I think he's a very good – he's going to be on the back end of my top 100 prospects list because I'm that aggressive on him. Sub 20% K rate, pretty much right at 20%, 10% walk rate. He's raw. Big leg kick, athlete. He might struggle to begin the season if he goes to the Midwest League playing in these colder environments, but I like Torres a lot. He hits the ball hard. Next guy is Elijudis Montero. Montero, 315, 371, 504, 16 homers. Again, sub 20% K rate. A little bit aggressive, 7% walk rate. But these guys that can hit for power that don't strike out is a fantastic thing. He won the Midwest League MVP despite spending a month in Florida in the Florida State League. And he didn't hit really, really well in the Florida State League. Kind of drug the overall line down that I just read. But Montero dominated the Midwest League. He's a swing that doesn't really use the lower half as well as he needs to. He's a little upper body heavy. Questionable defense at third. And he should get bigger and fill out, so I could kind of project Montero to play first base down the line. Dylan Carlson is my next prospect on this list, and he's going to be a little bit higher on real life lists, but he's a switch hitter with power, and you're going to be surprised, but another sub 20% K rate, 17.7%, 12% walk rate, 246, 348, 390 across in high A, 8 stolen bases, 11 homers. But you look at Carlson, and he's a guy, minors graphs. If you haven't been there yet on Prospects Live, it's our new toy. Use it. You'll see the growth in Carlson. His WRC plus over the last 30 days of the season spiked, as did his fly ball rate. Switch hitting outfielder with some power. Coach's kid, he's advanced, knows what he's doing at the plate. Really beautiful swing. Real loose swing. A lot of hand, rhythmic hand motion. I think he's a corner outfielder. Might have to play first, but I think he could be an average outfielder. He runs about average. But a hit tool and power grade from a switch hitter. I think you're looking at potential 50 hit. He could be 55 power, could be 50 power, could be 45 hit, somewhere in that spectrum. But it's above average contributor on the outfield corner. So I like Carlson a lot. Number six on this list for me is Malcolm Nunez. He's getting a lot of hype because his numbers in the Dominican Summer League, and he destroyed that league. 17 years old, 415, 497, 774. 13 homers, 360 ISO, 15% K rate, 13% walk rate. This dude smashed the ball in DSL. If you're thinking, why didn't they call him up after those numbers? They tried. They had some visa issues, couldn't get him stateside. But he kept playing. It's 60 game power, 70 raw power. It can grow more. I'm worried about the body. Some instructs looks. I've got some reports from some guys, some contacts I have that have been down there, and massive pull side power. And that's not too shocking from a big right handed hitter like this. The Cardinals have been tracking him, I guess, in Cuba for a year or so before they ended up signing him. And it's a really beautiful hit tool. It might not contribute anything in the defense, but like. And, you know, don't get too excited when I say this, but, like, you're looking at significant upside with this, but it's also significant risk. He should go in the top 20 picks of first-year player drafts just because of the upside, and he's one of the guys I'm looking forward to digging deeper and watching as the season starts in the minor leagues. Andrew Knizner is number seven for me. He's the guy, if Molina goes down, that's going to take over. And be the backup. Carson Kelly deal, Nisser's emergence kind of allowed that trade to happen. 313, 368, 430, 7 homers, and really good play skills, 12.8% K rate, 7% walk rate. Well-rounded offensive catcher. You're looking at a guy, probably 15 homer power, but really solid OBP, good play skills, improving defense. Should be up this year in September as the third catcher, but if something happens to Molina before then, he'll be up. I really like Knizner. He's an underrated prospect in the real life circles, but in fantasy circles, you know, he's not going to contribute this year, ideally. So, you know, he's not a guy you might not be looking for.
The 2019 Friends of Fantasy Benefits Draft Guide, The Fantasy Benefit, is the largest and most complete fantasy draft guide on the market. With featured writers from Friends of Fantasy Benefits, Baseball HQ, Baseball Prospectus, and Fangraphs, and many more, you will get tons of information on how to start your own league, draft strategies for roto, points, categories, NFBC, best ball, and DFS. There are tiers for every position, and 30 team previews, including 30 team prospect previews, breaking down the top prospects from each team. There are ranks for every position, for prospects, for first-year player drafts. This is the most in-depth guide that fantasy baseball has to offer. And not only that, we'll be updating it all draft season in the ebook and PDF. You can get this on Amazon.com in ebook form for $7.50 or in paperback for $13.99. Don't want an ebook? Don't want a paperback? Just want a PDF? You can order it by emailing friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com and I will send you an updated copy every week until the start of opening day. Get your 2019 Friends of Fantasy Benefits draft guide called The Fantasy Benefit today.
Dakota Hudson, kind of the same situation as Reyes, but a much more, he lacks the upside, but you can look at a guy that can either be a starter or a late inning arm. They featured him in a late inning arm last year in the bullpen. The pitches are nasty. The fastball has so much run and sink. It almost is a hindrance to him because it's hard to corral it, and he struggles so repeating and throwing consistent strikes. But you look at Hudson as a starter in AAA, he performed very well. He's a heavy ground ball tilt guy, more so than strikeouts. So know that when you draft him, if he's in the rotation, out of the bullpen he's flirting with triple digits. In the rotation, he still throws hard. He can sit around 96, 97, but he's not. Not missing bats, but he has a sinker-cutter combo that just get ground balls and weak contact. That's the game here. Ryan Helsley, kind of behind him in the AAA pecking order. He went down with a shoulder fatigue, as they called it, last year, and ended up shutting him down for the rest of the season. He tried to rehab back, and it didn't take. And the reason why this is concerning, because if you watch the delivery, it's really long arm action. The big out pitch for him is his mid-90s fastball, and the big out pitch is a 12-6 curveball. So that's a real combination. Has a developing changeup. Needs it to take a step forward this year. I think he can contribute out of the bullpen for the Cardinals in the second half if they need him. He's already on the 40-man. But I think he's ultimately a mid-rotation arm. And Randy Arozarena is kind of there's a gaggle of outfielders coming up here. And Arozarena is not real big power and not super high speed upside, which kind of caps him as a tweener. But I think he's a solid major league player. Makes enough contact, but doesn't have enough speed to quite stick in center, speed and defensive chops, and doesn't have enough pop to be an everyday guy, so he kind of falls in between. Adolis Garcia was up last year. Plate approach is the hindrance here. He gets in his own way. Super aggressive approach. Pitchers are going to take advantage of him. Justin Williams was one of the primary return from Tommy Pham along with Genesis Cabrera. Justin Williams is a corner outfielder who's trying to develop in some more power. He's got some speed. He broke his hand this offseason punching a TV. So obviously he's got some issues that off the field, he needs to get straightened out. Control your emotions. Realize where your money's made with his hands. And that he's a bat-to-ball guy, ideally. Made better strides with hitting more fly balls and making more contact after the trade, after he came over from Tampa. They obviously reworked his swing a little bit. He's got a track. I think he's a corner outfielder that might not hit for enough power. Remember Juan Encarnacion for the Cardinals? He kind of fits that kind of mold. Connor Capel, who they also got in that same trade as Torres with the Indians. Outfield prospect, a little bit of power, a little bit of speed, and a swing that looks like it belongs in the 1930s. Real sweepy with the arm, real stiff looking. He needs to make more contact. Lane Thomas is another outfield prospect who's a little bit of power and speed. I don't think he's going to hit for average. Think of him as like a poor man's Harrison Bader that can't really play center field. A little bit of power, a little bit of speed. Corner outfield, fourth outfielder ceiling, but he's a really nice player. Lucan Baker, first base prospect only, and that's barely there. Two-way player in college, hurt his arm at TCU, stopped pitching. He's a mammoth man. 6'4", I think, every bit of probably 280. Thick man, no speed. But he's a guy I think that can hit plus hit tool with above average power combination, and I think that'll play at first base. It's just a matter of his defense at the position. Genesis Cabrera will be up this year in the bullpen for the Redbirds. From the left side, throws some smoke. And Griffin Roberts, kind of a debate whether or not he's a starter or a reliever. In 80 or a 50-game suspension for marijuana, of all things, is going to delay his start of his 2018 season. But the slider was looked at as probably the second best off-speed pitch in the draft behind Casey Mize's splitter. So look for Griffin Roberts. There's a chance they fast-track him out of the bullpen because of that fastball slider. He doesn't really have a third pitch. And those two pitches, the fastball and the slider, are so good and play so well off each other that you could just see him moving up really fast if they want to move into the pen. Edmundo Sosa is the best defensive shortstop in the system, so keep that in mind. Let's see. You want a sleeper in the system that can contribute this year that nobody's talking about. It's Ramon Urias. If the last name sounds familiar, it's because it should. He's the brother of the Padres second baseman Louis Urias. Really good plate skills here, just like his brother. More power. It's already grown into it, and he's got some speed. He can play second and short. He'll be up this year at some point. Primary utility infielder, and he could very well take over for Wong if Wong continues to struggle offensively. Daniel Ponce de Leon, he'll be in the rotation if needed. Bullpen guy, performed pretty well last year to major league stint. Evan Kruszynski, Steven Gingery, nice couple lefties to have. Gingery's recovering from Tommy John. Max Schrock still here. You know, the walk rates, hasn't hit enough, didn't hit enough last year. Tommy Edmonds, a good utility guy that's going to see some time. Probably not this year, but next year. Junior Fernandez out of the bullpen. He can throw hard. Wasn't added to the 40-man, so they were able to control him, keep him in the organization. Connor Jones is a good future bullpen piece. Johan Oviedo could be a future starting pitcher. Not now, not soon, really, a couple years down the road. But it's a system that's unique in the sense that it's an non-traditional Cardinals system, in the fact that it's got some offensive players that have some warts, and it's not as pitching heavy as it traditionally has been, but it's a strong system, and I think from a fantasy lens, because most of these players are at the upper levels of the system, so I think from a fantasy lens, it's 15 to 20 range, and in a real life lens, it's might be a smidge higher. But Reyes is going to graduate with one more out, so that'll hurt the system. And they just saw Tyler O'Neill graduate last year. So there's some upside here. Reyes is the big flashy name. You need to own him everywhere. And that's about it, man. There's some talent here, but everybody's got some warts.
That's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Matt, why don't you tell people where you're working and or what you're working on and where you can reach?
Sure. MDTompFWFB is the Twitter handle. Obviously, Prospects Live. It's our new thing we got going over there. A lot of really good minds over there. Prospect from Reality Sense, Fantasy Sense. Finishing up our team previews, top 30s. Finishing up our top 100 lists are going up live, I believe. Shit, it might even be this week. I think it is this week. And then we have Dynasty Rings coming out. And then obviously the draft guide. Constantly updating that. In case you're wondering how fresh it is, just did the Sonny Gray Shed Long trade. So pretty fresh.
Yeah, that's pretty fresh. So you can reach me on Twitter at Justin Mason FWFB. Email me or the show, friendsfantasybenefits@gmail.com. Get the draft guide. Go get it now. Amazon, $7.99 for an ebook. $13.99 for a paperback, or if you want just a PDF, email me at friendsoffantasybenefits.com. I'll tell you how you can get that. And yeah, that's going to do it for us. For Matt and myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.